It's June. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac.
We're standing in Baird Park, just above Gregory Canyon, next to a really dense thicket of shrubbery, choke cherries and wild plums and hawthorns and other shrubs. And we're listening to probably 20 or more species of breeding birds all singing at once. Some of the sounds we're hearing are broad-tailed hummingbirds, the high trill and chipping sound, the mew-like sounds of spotted towhees, whistles of yellow-breasted chats. Raven just flew over croaking. These shrublands were decimated during the first half of this century by cattle grazing. But now that these lands are protected in the mountain park, they've been coming back strong. And as a result, we're getting all kinds of interesting birds moving into these areas. You can see gray catbirds here all the time, and they used to be rare. They're an eastern species. And you can even occasionally see rare warblers, such as the hooded warbler and the chestnut-sided warbler. So this is a great place to come and just sit quietly and watch the breeding birds in June.
We've now moved a few miles up Flagstaff Road to Upper Gregory Canyon and are sitting in an aspen grove. This is the perfect place to look for all the different kinds of birds that nest in cavities. Aspen wood is relatively soft, so you'll probably hear sapsuckers, hairy woodpeckers, and flickers hammering away. If you're patient and lucky, you might even spot a Lewis's woodpecker, an increasingly scarce bird. In the past, we've watched them nest in a tree very close to where we are right now. Smaller birds lack the heavy beaks to chisel out holes of their own, so many of them use abandoned woodpecker holes. Mountain bluebirds, tree swallows, pygmy nuthatches, house wrens, and even pygmy owls all use these pre-owned homes. Unfortunately, cavity nesters are having a hard time since starlings invaded the state starting in 1945. Starlings also use old woodpecker holes, and they drive out native birds, such as the Lewis's woodpecker. Another problem is that dead trees containing good cavities are often removed. In recent years, some snags have been left standing and are marked with signs saying wildlife tree. If you see one of these, stop, look, and listen.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and the Colorado Nature Almanac.